Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. The past can weigh us down like a load of heavy baggage. We've all had negative things happen to us, and it is easy to go through life filled with disappointments and regrets. But you can't move forward if you're always looking backwards. As long as you're living in regret and disappointment, focused on the negative things of the past, it's going to keep you from the bright future God has in store for you. You see, you can't do anything about the past, but you can do something about right now. No matter where you are or what challenges you're facing, you can start living your best life now if you'll get rid of your disappointments and regrets. In today's message titled, Get Rid of Your Disappointments and Regrets, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to let go of the setbacks and disappointments from the past rather than wallowing in regret. Let's join in.
Get ready for the future by getting over your disappointments, depression, anxiety, and regrets. There are a lot of people who don't even realize that they are dealing with disappointments and regrets. How do we keep thoughts of our past regrets or sorrows from creeping into our minds? They may creep in quickly before we get the chance to rebuke them, and therefore they may impact us. Maybe you are one of those people that if you reflect on what's going on in your life, you would realize certain events in your life have certain amount of disappointments and regrets attached to them. Certain events and memories come up, and there are regrets attached to them. But if you meditate on the word of God and speak it out, it will displace those feelings. It will heal and replace them with truths. So that now, because of the word and what the word does in your life, whenever those memories come in your life, you can resist them like you will resist sin. Once that's gone, you develop a resistance. You put walls around and say, I am not going there. I have been hurt as long as I should be. I have been sad about this as long as I should. I am going to move on. So get ready for the future by getting over your disappointments, sadness, and regrets. Some people think they have no control over emotional problems. I am saying it's a decision. There are scriptures that deal with regret. There are scriptures that deal with anxiety. There are scriptures that deal with sorrow. Take those scriptures and pray them. Quote those scriptures and they will displace disappointments, depression, anxiety, sadness, and regret. It doesn't happen overnight, but the decision does. The process takes little time, but it's still worth it. You might as well be doing that rather than be worrying about it. Let me quote you a familiar scripture that many Christians know. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Familiar scripture recorded in Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7. Let me ask you a question. When the going gets tough, when something is agitating your mind, when you are dealing with anxiety, when you are dealing with disappointments and regrets in your life, do you want peace? Where do you get lasting peace? The greatest peace or true peace is from God. Who else wants the peace of God to guide their hearts and minds today? I know I do. I have never met anybody who didn't always need peace. We all need peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the one who is our indwelling peace. And yet, the concept of peace is so foreign to even some born-again Christians. worry, anxiety, and depression have been something like the part of their DNA. But that should not be the case. They don't understand how people can go over hardships and difficult circumstances and still have peace. It doesn't make sense to them. But this verse says that, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Isn't it beautiful? The circumstances that we face sometimes make us think that there is no way out. But let me tell you, God is far beyond our understanding. And if we trust in Him, He will guide us. If we put our understanding that's so limited into His hands, He will lead us and show us the way. As the popular Bible verse says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Many people know that. We need to acknowledge God in every situation that we face, interpreting situations to the lens of what God said against what we experience in our situations. That will enable us to experience more peace in our lives. Imagine today that we submitted our thoughts, our anxieties, our disappointments, our regrets to God, that we give our hearts to Him. Things that we thought about, we allow Him to give us His perspective instead of our own perspective. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's what the Bible says. He can calm any storm. God can calm any storm you are facing. He is more powerful than any circumstance in our lives. I pray that His peace will guard your heart and mind today. God's peace can comfort you in times of grief. God's peace can give you joy and contentment. He can give you peace that extends beyond your feelings and circumstances. He has given you His word to protect your heart and mind from becoming overwhelmed by what's happening around you. Because of His word, we can have peace. I assure you, His word will let us have peace. It's a process and it's like an exercise. If you take the scriptures and you begin to meditate on them, it doesn't take all day. You don't have to quit your job to do this. But if you are consistent with it and take the scriptures and begin to speak them and meditate on them, they develop a constant resistance, I tell you. Even though you may feed on the word twice or three times a day, the result is constant and that resistance will build. You will sense yourself getting stronger in these areas, the areas that used to haunt you. We are not supposed to be haunted by the past. When you are tired, these things will come through dreams or what seems to be facts. The enemy is ruthless, I tell you, my friend. He is. He will try to attack you when you are at your weakest. But the word is your answer. I have found that instead of just rebuking thoughts, which you must rebuke anyway and stand against them, the best way is to replace them. In other words, if you are thinking, "Oh, I'm such a failure, I resist this, I'm not a failure," then you are still focused on the negative thought. You need some replacement scriptures. You may say, "What are replacement scriptures?" Let me give you some replacement scriptures. One of them is, "But if the spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." That's Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Another one is Galatians 2:20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's Galatians 2:20. Another one is, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. These are replacement scriptures. They have helped me over all these years in my Christian walk. These scriptures do more for us in many areas. You must rehearse that the Spirit of God lives in you. Doing this will drive out everything contrary to that. It builds up confidence in you that God lives in you. So you rebuke negative thoughts, but you replace them with good thoughts. And these are replacement scriptures I have read to you. God wants us to understand our identity, that we have come from God. We have the Spirit of God. We have the joy of the Lord. We have our origin in God. Because of that, we have overcome them. We have overcome those who are against God's word. We have overcome those who propagate negative thoughts. We have overcome depression. We have overcome sorrow. We have overcome disappointments and regrets. It's a question of who we are. We are not our own. We are of God. We are of Christ. We are victorious and more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And he reminds us that we have overcome them. Who? We have overcome the spirit of Antichrist that stands in opposition to the purposes of God. We have overcome the spirit that stands in rebellion to God's word. As you begin your day today, I want you to be reminded of your identity in Christ, that we are from God and therefore we are of God. And then I want you to be reminded of your victory, because in Christ we have overcome the world. The scripture reminds us that we have overcome the world because he who is in us is greater than the one in the world. What a position for our lives. What a privilege that we carry. What power and what authority that we have. So we can rebuke depression, we can rebuke sadness, we can rebuke regrets, we can rebuke sorrow. You can walk in victory today because the Holy Spirit can help you believe his truth instead of lies. God's word can help you overcome circumstances you didn't think you could. God is greater than anything that fights against you. Christ has overcome the world. And he who lives in you is greater than the one out there. Therefore, you are greater. You are greater than any circumstance. We have the same power that raised Jesus from the grave. We have the authority to speak out against disappointments, against depression, against anxiety, against sorrow and regret. We have the authority to speak out against the darkness, fear and sicknesses that come our way. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. So you become an overcomer that Christ has already won for you. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.